Well, good morning and welcome to Coffee and Devotions. What's today? Wednesday morning. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all of the wisdom literature. Well, this morning we're at Psalm 53, a short but really good and powerful psalm. Let's go ahead and have some coffee or tea. We'll pray and we'll get into God's Word. You almost missed your tea opportunity there, huh? All right, let's go ahead and pray, guys. Father, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for your word. We pray now that as we read your word, that you would teach us and care for us. We pray that you would let us understand it, and that we would be wise, trusting in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Psalm 53, you guys ready? To the chief musician set to Ma'aloth, a contemplation of David. Nathan, go ahead and read verse 1.
Through a sin in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and have done abominable.
They have done abominable
iniquity. There is none who does good.
Whoa! What did the fool say?
There is no God.
Oh, there is no God. And what does God call them? He calls them
corrupt.
Corrupt. What does that mean? Corrupt.
Corrupt means sinful.
Sinful, right? They were once good, but now they're bad. They've been corrupted. They've done abominable iniquity. You know what abominable means?
What?
Blech! Like throw up out of your mouth. Gross. I don't like it. All right, Deborah, you want to read 2 and 3?
Daddy?
Yes, dear.
We all know this verse. We've already memorized it.
Yeah, you've memorized this verse before?
I think you actually
memorized it from Romans chapter 3, where Romans chapter 3 says there is none good, no, not one. There is none who does good. All right, go ahead and read 2 and 3, Deborah.
God looks down from heaven upon the children and of men to see if there are any who understand and to see God.
Can you read loudly?
God likes every one of them. Everyone has turned aside. They have together become corrupt.
That's right. Everyone is what?
Corrupt.
Corrupt. Oh, they've all turned aside. There is none who does good. No, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon God?
Now they are in great fear where no fear was, for God has scattered the bones of him who encamps against you. You have put them to shame because God has despised them.
Okay, Deborah, what about this? Can you read this last verse, verse 6?
Oh, what the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion, and when God brings back the captivity of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad.
Okay, what do you guys think this is talking about? What is this about?
The sinful had no fear, but now they have fear.
The sinful what?
Had no fear, but then
The sinful had no fear of who?
God.
Of God. Worse than that, what did they say about God?
There is no God.
There is no God. Is that true?
No.
No, that means they are what type of people?
Sinful. Sinners.
Well, yeah, corrupt. Sinners are corrupt.
They are wicked.
Yeah, wicked or corrupt, right? But what does the righteous person say in his heart?
There is a God.
There is a real God.
There is a real God, that's right. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When God brings back the captivity of his people, let Jacob rejoice and be glad. Who does the psalmist think is going to bring Israel back?
Jacob.
Oh, who's going to bring them back?
God.
When God. Where does salvation come from?
God.
From God. That's right. All right, so we need to call upon God and we need to love God. I think this is a very important and applicable thing in our lives to look at verse 1 and say, The fool has said in his heart, there
is no God.
There is no other God. Yeah, there is no other God beside the Lord. Good.
I think verse 5 is a good one.
You liked verse 5?
Verse 5.
They are in great fear where no fear was, for God has scattered the bones of him who encamps against you. You have put them to shame because God has despised them. Why do you like that one?
Because they are in great fear where no fear was.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that little portion.
Okay, yeah, so people kind of will fear things that they shouldn't fear.
Yeah.
But if we trust in God, do we need to fear? No. No. All right, you guys ready to pray? Okay. Lord, we pray that we would have faith to believe that you are the God of Israel, our Savior and our Master. Lord, we pray that you would care for us and let us believe you and love you with all of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you today. May you confess the name of Jesus Christ. May you walk in his peace, and we'll see you tomorrow. You guys want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye. See you tomorrow.